For 15 years, my man Rennis been doing it. Different guests every week, and never know who. Special gifts and prizes for those in attendance. We always have a good time when we come through. Down at the spot we call the press box, where the drinks stay cold and the wings stay hot. It's the Player Show. Everybody clap your hands, and if you feel good, go get up and dance. Everybody's feeling good. It's all good vibes. My man Randy Harris about to take this thing live. Waterside Dental is proud to present the Monday Night Player Show, broadcasting live for the Press Box Sports Emporium for the 15th consecutive year with my main man, Randy Harris. Take it away, Randy.
How's everybody doing? Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. A lot of things to talk about. Let's first and foremost welcome Ryan Griffin.
Thank you. How are you? Thank you. Great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time. We're going to have a good time. I promise you that in the locker room. We can shake hands. That's all right. That's all right. Normally, I would start the show with talk a little bit about yesterday, and I'm sure you haven't been in a situation like yesterday with a long, very long rain delay, but that's not the case because this is now 2 weeks in a row. So talk to me about that whole ordeal.
Yeah, that's not fun as a player. I know it's just you go in there, guys get cold. You get in the flow of a game and everything's rolling and you kind of just want to, you know, get back in there each play, each drive, and to go in there and sit is frustrating. And then you don't know how long. So like you get in there, and they'll be like, all right, we're going in 15 minutes, and then they'll come out in 5 minutes, and be like, all right, it's another 30 minutes, another 45. You know, it's tough because when you go out there and play an NFL game, you have to be in the right mindset. So then you're in that mindset for 4 hours, and then it gets extended, and you're just sitting in the locker room.
Throws you off.
Yeah, it's tough to keep that mental focus.
So what do you guys do in there? I mean, you can only go over so many plays, and you know, get the game plan, you know, to return, whether it was last week for the final 4 minutes or so, or the rest of the game. Then what do you do? Order pizza?
Try and stay loose. No, there's no pizza. There's PB&Js. It's like high school. You got orange slices and PB&Js.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, after 10 or 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and now, like I said, you've literally done everything. Then what? I mean, you're relaxing, but what?
Yeah.
That's just it?
Do a lot of this.
Really?
Sitting and talking.
Wow. That's got to get old too, then, right?
Well, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you know, after.
Yeah. No, exactly. You want to get out there. You want to play, you know. Tough.
How different was it yesterday to last week? Obviously, the situation was different, and you know the outcome could have been different last week than this week. Did that change anything?
Just a different situation. I mean, you're going in with the Rams. You knew what we needed to do. It's pretty simple. We need to stop. We need to go down and score. With the Broncos, you know, we need to get a couple turnovers. We had to manufacture some scores. So, just a different game plan. Being in there for an hour, whatever it was. You know, whenever it was the Rams, you knew what was coming. It was easier to stay dialed in. With the Broncos, you know, it's just a longer period of time, 6.5 minutes left compared to a 2 minute drive. So there's a lot more variables.
All right, we're going to find a little bit about you and a little bit about your school. I did my 10 seconds of research. So before we talk about Tulane, talk about your high school. And are you familiar with some of the famous alumni that have gone to that school, including yourself, that's on that list?
I'm aware that we have one other current NFL player that went to my high school. He's a tight end for the Bears now, Logan Paulson. We both were inducted into our school's Hall of Fame last year together. Besides that, probably some celebrities. You know, we had a lot of celebrities coming around.
Linda Hogan went there.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Hogan wasn't her name, obviously, when she went there, but Linda Hogan went there. Anybody that watched Home Improvement, Jonathan Taylor Thomas went there.
I didn't know that.
You know, a big actor. Tracy Gold, who was on, forget the name of the show, but I think it was the 80s.
Wasn't alive, yeah.
Yeah, no, you weren't. I can't pronounce the guy's last name, but he wrote Rosanna and Africa from the group Toto.
Cool.
So, no, I mean.
Oh, yeah, no, we've got a lot. So one you probably don't have on there, I'm sure everyone with kids or around my age knows High School Musical. There's a show that came out on Disney. Well, the chef in the show, his name was Zeke. He actually was our linebacker.
Really?
Yeah. And so we would have Vanessa Hudgens and Zac Efron would come to our games, just be on the sideline hanging out. This was before they were
right.
pretty big deal, but I remember it was just like a normal high school game, and there's these Disney stars.
So homecoming's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool. I haven't been back.
All right.
Yeah, so I wouldn't know.
But it will be when you go back. I know that
one day.
The school that my kids went to, Lorenzo Lamas, went to.
Cool.
So he would come back every year, the homecoming. It's kind of cool for the kids. And,
yeah.
You know, so when you're able to go back, the kids are like, hey, there's another superstar.
Yeah, hopefully one day.
I've been told that you enjoy yoga.
I do.
Have you done DDP yoga?
What's DDP?
Diamond Dallas Page, the big wrestler. You come on.
No.
You don't know who DDP is?
No.
Wow. All right. I'll get you. Not only will I get you DDP yoga, which is the best yoga there is, but I'll get you some videotapes of DDP when he was wrestling.
Okay. I thought you were going to say some videotapes of DDP doing yoga, which I'm good on. I don't need that.
No, this guy, when you see what this guy does and how he'll teach you to do some yoga, it's incredible. It really, right. truly is. But I know you're a yoga guy, so
yeah.
talk to me a little bit about the yoga.
It's just, you know, being from California, it tapped into my roots. And just being out there, everyone does it, so I had to check it out. And I like it. It keeps you loose. You know, being a quarterback, you don't want to be this tight, you know, physical specimen kind of guy. You got to be pretty loose to throw the ball. So, you know, it helps me stay loose and limber, and it's good for the position, and I enjoy it.
Do you still do it now when you're here in Tampa?
Yes, I usually do it on Monday nights.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So are you going to do it later?
No.
Or is this cutting into your yoga?
Cut into my yoga time.
Or should we move the tables and just have you do some yoga?
I'd rather not.
Well, we could do that. But I'll get you hooked up with Diamond Dallas Page, and then I'll check with you in a couple weeks and ask you what you think of it, because it's incredible. It really, truly is.
All right, I'll check it out.
He was on Shark Tank. I think he asked for like $10 million for 0.5%.
Wow.
Because he really didn't want a deal.
He's killing it. Oh, yeah. Okay. He just wanted the publicity.
He wanted to get the yoga in the hands of Dirk Nowitzki.
Because
he knew that he could help
Dirk.
Him. Well, no, just because he wants to help
I love
athletes.
Dirk. I'm a huge Mavs fan, so you've piqued my interest.
Okay. Well, so see. So
maybe Dirk and I could do some yoga together.
Do it together. All right. Well, we can set up at DDP Studio in Atlanta.
Done.
We'll get it set up for you.
Deal.
All right. So you're a Mavs fan. You're a Dodgers fan. What else are you a fan of?
My mom's from Dallas, so she brainwashed me as a kid and the rest of my siblings. So we grew up all fans of everything Dallas, you know, or Texas just in general. She went to Texas Tech, so it was get your guns up all the time, all that stuff. So, yeah, just any Texas teams, really.
Fine. And basketball, I know you're a basketball guy.
Yep.
And
played basketball in high school all 4 years, played volleyball my senior year.
So Laker, Clipper, what are you?
Probably Clippers.
Good. That's good news.
Yeah. So my dad had like company tickets as a kid. So we would go back when it was the Kings, Lakers had a great rivalry. So it was like Bobby Jackson, Vlade Divac, Doug Christie, you know, Shaq, Kobe, Fisher, Robert Horry. We used to go to those playoff games, and I'll never forget that. That was awesome, but I do like the Clips.
That was the Maloof era when they owned the Kings, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, just showing that I know a little bit. And I'm sure Lewis Murphy will appreciate that you're a Clipper fan, because he's a big Clipper fan now.
Is he?
I don't know if
because
you know
because of
that.
Spates.
Spates,
yeah. Mo Buckets. Yeah.
Who,
I was going to say it's only because Mo Buckets.
No, exactly.
Yeah, all right, cool.
We've all gotten rid of our Golden State, you know, swag.
Okay.
And now we all
jumping on the other bandwagon.
Well, we're jumping on the Mo Buckets bandwagon.
Okay, that's cool.
You know,
is Mo from out here?
Yeah, he's from St. Pete.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I went to high school with my son. So we go see him when he comes to Orlando. He comes in December.
It's hard to keep up with the NBA and how guys are changing teams all the time.
But that's like everything. Baseball's the same thing.
Yeah, baseball too.
You know, guys change. All right, so I told you something happened today with Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Did anybody hear what happened with Tim Tebow today? All right, so everybody knows in his first at-bat, he hit a home run. And then in his second at-bat, I believe he grounded out the shortstop. And then he went back to his real job. His next game was today, and his first at-bat in today's game, he got drilled, and he stormed the mound.
No, he didn't.
No, he did. he stormed the mound, and as he ran out, the other pitcher thought he was coming out to fight. So the other pitch, I'll show you this. So the other pitcher throws his glove down, puts his fists up like he's going to fight, and Tebow hugged him. And he said, no, all is good. I just want you to know you're forgiven. It's crazy what he did.
You're messing with me.
I'm telling you that happened. During the break, I'll show it to you.
I don't believe you.
I'm going to show it to you during the break. You can't picture him doing that?
No.
He did do it.
Tebow. I worked out with Tebow one offseason. We went to Tom House, and we would play two-hand touch football. We would get, like, we'd scrounge up some guys that played baseball, USC, and whoever we could get. And we played two-hand touch, and he's a competitor. And there's a couple times where he wasn't too happy with me, so I can't see him just hugging another guy.
I'm going to show it to you. He's a competitor, but I've been told that you're a competitor and you win at everything you do.
I try to.
So how did that go, the two competitive people out there?
It was very competitive.
Okay. All right. With that, let's go hit our first break. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. When we come back, we're going to find out about Gunner. I heard a story or two about him, so we'll talk about it when we return.
Hit the roof. Just let it burn. Come on.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
All right, there with my guy, Diamond Dallas Page, who will at some point do DDP yoga with you, right? So we'll set that up. All right. So right out of the blocks for coming on tonight's show, we have a couple gift certificates for you from Hyde Park Massage and Spa. So you can go out there and
awesome. Thank you.
Get a massage. Also have a gift certificate from Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay.
Oh, nice.
That's the cryo machine that I guess you have at $1. But I understand there's a line there.
There is a line.
And you have to make appointments and all that. So
there is, yes.
Now all you have to do is make an appointment there. It's the same doctor.
Can I just give this to the guys in line and be like, look, I got a gift certificate.
Jump ahead. Yeah, maybe. You might have to use that and one of the massage gift certificates.
I think the massage is definitely has more value.
Tell me a little bit about Gunner.
Gunner's my dog. Gunner was given to me by my former girlfriend in college. We split up, and I took the dog.
Kind of Gunner, dog?
He's a Labahula. He's a lab mixed with Catahoula, which is a Louisiana Catahoula leopard dog. It's like a local breed there. We're used to like hunt hogs. He can climb trees.
Really?
He's super smart. She taught him to open doors, so he just opens the door whenever he wants to go outside or come inside, which my mom hates because he stays with my parents.
Does
right
he leave
now.
The door open?
He leaves the door open.
So he lets the air out.
Rude.
Yeah.
And the other dog out, which has no idea what's going on. So, yeah, my dad, it's my dad's grandchild.
Yeah,
basically.
No, I never got it until we got our dog a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And after we got our dog, and I think I've told this story before, I carried it into a Subway. Now, it's just a Yorkie poodle, so it's just a small little dog. Went into Subway.
You look like a Yorkie poodle guy.
Yeah, I am. I don't want anything bigger than a Yorkie poo. And so I called my wife. I said, I became one of them today. She goes, what do you mean? And I explained it. You understand.
I was at the mall the other day, the International Mall, and I was walking around, and a lady was pushing a stroller with a dog
with
in
a dog
it.
In it.
I lost my mind. I could not get over it. I must have circled back like 3 times to take a picture of her.
Really?
Yeah.
So we'll have to tweet that picture out later. Do you talk? Do you talk to Gunner? Do you say goodbye to him and stuff like that?
No, he talks to me, actually. He tries to communicate. He like whine. He's got all these different sounds he does. When I come home from Tampa, go back to California, and he's at the airport, he knows, like whenever he goes to the airport, that I'm there.
Right.
Because that's the only time he goes there. And he starts freaking out. And then I show up, get in the car, and he just like starts yapping and crying and all. Like he's trying to talk to me. I think he's trying to say, take me with you. Don't leave me with the grandparents anymore.
How long have you had dogs? Not necessarily this dog, but dogs in general.
Grew up with them.
The whole time?
So our first dog that we got when I was born was named Dallas. So my mom wanted to name me Dallas, but my dad said, no, you're not naming him Dallas. So we got a dog and named the dog Dallas.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
So at least they have a son or a daughter named Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas died. My dad.
Well, had.
Yeah.
That's still sad.
Yeah, kind of sad.
But I never understood it, like I said. You know, I never understood. You see it on Facebook. Do you say goodbye to your dog? And it is.
Yeah.
And it's so different, a dog from a cat.
I hate cats.
Okay, well, then we won't talk about them.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about cats.
We talked about Tim Tebow. We talked about, or I brought it up, about that. And he did. You saw that. It is being reported that he ran out to the mound and...
That doesn't look like a credible website.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I got to find it from another website.
Yeah.
All right. I'll look for another one.
Okay.
The question that I have for you, because you said you played a little baseball, and I saw this the other day. On a bench-clearing brawl, okay, and you said that you were a pitcher, you threw some. Have you noticed when there's a bench-clearing brawl and the two bullpens run out from the outfield into the bench-clearing brawl on the mound, why don't they just attack each other in the outfield?
I don't think it's about that. I think it's about getting out there to support your guys, you know, like have their back.
Well, you are having their back. You're stopping the other guy from coming out.
How many of these bench-clearing brawls actually...
None.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Unless it's Don Zimmer and Pedro Martinez.
Yeah, or Odor.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Matter of fact, I have the picture on one of my Facebook pages.
Yeah, Batista.
I absolutely love that. The other day, I don't know if you saw the Bryce Harper thing. Did you see that?
I saw that he got engaged again.
I didn't see that. Yeah. But Bryce Harper hit a triple. He's coming in the third. The third baseman, I don't remember what team it is, fake tagged.
Really?
So Harper slid in, and he sprained his thumb. Now, you're talking about arguably the best player in the National League.
Yeah.
So you know what's going to happen. The Nationals go out on, you know, on defense. First pitch. I want to know, as a pitcher.
Is that something, like, I don't know, I didn't play enough baseball. Is that something where it's frowned upon in that code that you don't fake?
Yeah. You know, it's one of those, and again, I hate unwritten rules, because if it's, it should be written or it's not a rule. But then you retaliate.
Yeah. Well, baseball's not a contact sport, so that's your only chance to be, have contact.
Okay. That's true.
You know?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
My question to you is, though, when the Nationals went out on the mound, what would you have done as the pitcher? You're supposed to have your teammates back.
You throw at him.
This guy threw 2 miles behind him. That's not proving a point. You know, and I got upset about it, and I knew you were coming on, and I knew you played a little baseball. You got to hit the guy. Throwing behind him doesn't send a message to me.
I don't know. We just talked about the first time you saw a curveball and how you almost pooped your pants.
Yeah,
so
I might have done that. I'm not sure I want to say it.
So maybe that was accomplished by throwing right behind him.
Yeah, but they're major league players. I'm not.
I know.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I would have thought.
That's a good question. You're going to have to ask Jameis.
All right. I'll call my brother later, who pitched for Alabama, different school than Tulane, but he got to throw a little bit. Before, and we'll hit a break early just so that you can grab some of your food real quick, but I know you're also a golfer.
Yep.
What did you think of the fan that got taken out to sink that putt for $100?
That was awesome.
Wasn't that great?
He drained it. He was not leaving it short either. That was great. That whole Ryder Cup thing was awesome. The Patrick Reed, Rory. They were replaying it today on a Golf Channel, and I was watching it. And I would love to go to something like that. Did you see that the fans were singing Sweet Caroline to Rory?
No.
His ex-girlfriend or wife was Caroline Wozniak.
Right.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
What? I understand you're a very good golfer. What's your handicap?
I'm not.
That was my bum information I got?
I mean, I'm decent. I probably shoot 11 over, 12 over.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Adam Humphries is actually the really good golfer.
Is he the good golfer?
Yeah.
Maybe we should set up and play, because I'll bring a guy out to play. And when you see this guy, he is the 2009 World Long Drive champion. He hits like 460.
Can he putt? Stupid.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's absolutely.
When we're in trouble.
He can putt. He can he can do everything. It is absolutely unbelievable. All right, so I know it's early, but you got some food here. So let's go hit a break so that you can eat. When we come back, we'll get to some of the questions from the fans. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out with Ryan Griffin. We'll be right back.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Out here, Brian. I picked a couple questions, and we're going to get to some questions from the audience. Kind of a weird schedule for you guys this week, right?
Yeah.
Because typically tomorrow's your off day.
Yep.
But I think you have practice tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's bonus day. So tomorrow's a bonus day, and then everything's moved up today. So usually Tuesday's off day, so it's now going to be Wednesday. And then it'll be just a normal week, just a day bumped forward.
Have you been involved in a messed up schedule like this before?
Oh, yeah. Thursday, Monday nights, you got to adjust. They're no big deal.
Thursday's great because then you get it's a short week, but then you get the
that's
long.
It's like a second bye week.
Right.
You know, it's really important, especially for guys like the offensive line, running backs, linebackers. Those bye weeks are big for their bodies to heal. So that Thursday night's great, too, because you get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. So it helps guys, your receivers get their legs back.
Do you guys look at when the schedule first comes out where the bye week is? You know, and hope that it is kind of sort of in the middle?
Yeah, I do. I just because I think it benefits our team. You know, sometimes you just doesn't know how the season's going to end up turning out. And so I think for us it'll be good. We got some injuries, so having that bye week coming up will be big. I think that's really what it comes down to is when guys need some rest and get to heal up.
Talk to me for a second only because he's, A, my friend, and, B, he'll be here next Monday. The fashion police. You know, the guy that's in charge of watching the players to make sure that they're wearing what they're supposed to wear and not wearing, you know, illegal shoes or illegal tape. Or are you even familiar with that?
Who's the guy? You said he's your friend?
Yeah, he is a friend of mine.
Are you talking about on the field for game days?
Yeah, the guy who works for the NFL, a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
We had some guys, you know, there's a fashion, or not a fashion, but there's like a, whenever we travel, you have to wear like, you can't wear tennis shoes, you have to wear like nice shoes, a suit, tie, all this stuff. I thought you were talking about like that guy. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple.
But people always get hit up?
Well, yeah, because you want to try and put your own little, you know, your own little flair, your own little swag on your uni.
Right.
But yeah. I mean, for me personally, it's not worth the fine to do it. But you're going to try and push the envelope.
I guess there was a receiver that wore shoes with, I guess, his kids on it. And he's like, yeah, I'll pay the $15,000.
Yeah. And
I'm like, wow.
What did Antonio Brown say? It's nothing to a boss.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I think that that's who it was. I was told that during the game you chart the plays. What does that mean?
I don't have to do that this year, but that means you.
See, I knew sooner or later Kenny would give me some bad info.
Yeah, he did. Kenny, we need to talk to Kenny. So what goes on during a game? So there's me, Mike Glennon. There's a quarterback coach, and we have a kind of an assistant quarterback coach who sits in all our meetings, Zach Grossery. So there's four guys besides Dirk that know everything about the whole game plan, the defense, and everything we're looking for. So during a game, certain plays, we'll be looking for certain coverages or what personnel are in, maybe certain blitzes. So every play, we've got a chart, you know, a clipboard, and you're writing down cover three, one dog, which is a pressure, cover four. So you're trying to keep a log, and then you go back and look on the pictures, and you go, okay, on first down, every time we've gotten a pressure. So you can go back and you can expect something like that because you have it written down, and then you can go back. Yeah, tendencies. Mid-game. So that's kind of our job is we're so dialed in to what's going on, what we're expecting to see, that we can help make any adjustments.
So that you did that last year? You don't have to do it now?
I mean, we all do it. We all just share it, but separate? Like actually physically holding the clipboard, writing it down.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Somebody, they didn't put a name on it. They want to know some of your favorite players. Who did you enjoy watching? Who did you kind of look up to when you were a youngster, like 2 years ago?
So before I got in the NFL, it was probably I grew up watching the Cowboys. So Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith. I do remember some Barry Sanders. He was awesome to watch. So when I wasn't watching the Cowboys, I loved watching Warrick Dunn and Mike Allstott.
Really?
Loved it. I loved it. I thought the pirate ship in the end zone was the coolest thing ever. Now, as a kid, I imagined it to be pretty big, not as big as I expected, but I still think it's awesome. But yeah, those guys were so much fun to watch. I'm trying to think who else, you know, being in the league, it's rare. Everyone's so talented, you know, and the difference between a guy that's a backup and a guy that's a starter is so small, but then there's those guys that are just head and shoulders above everybody else. Julio Jones is a specimen to watch on the field. You just cannot get over Cam Newton, how big and fast those guys are.
Yeah.
They're amazing. And then, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, he's fun. We played him. He just doesn't warm up before the game. I couldn't get over it. We're watching it. We're playing in Pittsburgh, and we're playing them, and he's got tennis shoes on and a hat on a whole pregame. I didn't see him throw one pass. And then, like, we kick off. He's about to go on the field, puts his helmet on, throws like two passes, and goes out there. He's good to go. That's just crazy. A gamer, I guess. That's awesome.
No, that's cool, crazy. How about memorabilia-wise? I know we talked about, you know, jerseys, and you know, which I strongly recommend, and I know I told you that. Any other memorabilia stuff? Do you collect?
Yeah, my prized possession is a signed Ken Griffey Jr. baseball. He's my favorite athlete of all time.
Anything else? What are you looking for? What is that one second most prized possession? What would that be? Or who would it be from?
A picture of me and Dirk doing yoga together.
All right. So I have a job to do.
Yeah.
And I have a tendency to pull these things off. Guys have told me certain things, and they've been a little bit easier because they were just autograph stuff. But
no.
I think that can be done. I'm going to call Paige.
Okay.
I'm going to call Dallas Paige as soon as the show's over and see how we can get this whole thing put together.
I'll start stretching.
And when you see his studio, in I think it's right outside of Alpharetta, right outside of Atlanta, it's pretty cool. All right, how about jerseys? What have you gotten so far?
sorry. I've just jersey swapped with a couple Tulane guys that I played with. We actually have about 8 or 9 guys in the league right now. Starting running back for the Giants tonight is me and him swapped jerseys last year when we played in Tampa. Orleans Darkwaugh, and then this year in the preseason we played the Redskins. Robert Kelly is running back for him. We swapped jerseys as well. Those were some of my favorite guys that I played with at Tulane, and now they're in the league. So those are definitely some prized possessions.
So we need to get you a Sean King something.
Yeah, Sean. Yeah.
Okay.
I love Sean.
Another
Sean comes around enough. I see enough of Sean. No, I'm just kidding. I love Sean.
Oh, I could have said a few things, but Sean might be listening, so I don't want to. How difficult was it difficult to play in Tulane? You know, there's certain, you know, at Tulane, you know, there's places like UNLV, you know, the first thing you think of, well, the Strip, you know, Tulane, obviously the first thing you think of is Bourbon Street.
Yeah, we lost a few guys to Bourbon Street, but that's just going to happen. It's also a really tough academic school, and we didn't get any breaks, so we lost a lot of guys who just weren't eligible, couldn't cut it in school. So those were two tough things. The other thing was we played in the Superdome, and we had an undergrad of like 7,000. And so you're playing in a Superdome, which seats 70,000. You just couldn't fill it. So we had to – it's one of those things that's – you got to try and use it to your advantage. You know, there's – the other team's going to come out flat. You know they're going to come out flat because they're not used to this. So that's kind of – in Tampa, I think we need to use the heat to our advantage. You know, like teams don't get practice in this heat like we do.
Right.
So, I mean, we're going to be dog tired, but we're used to it. You know, we're used to the heat, the humidity, which I don't think other teams are. So,
do you think Tulane should, because there's been talk about USF as well, getting their own facility, you know, getting them out of Tampa Stadium, getting them out of, you know, for that exact reason?
Yeah, Tulane just built a stadium, actually.
Okay.
3 years ago. It's on campus. It's beautiful. It seats like 30,000. So that's been great for them. It's awesome.
But I would assume that the student body's against it, because I was always told that USF loves playing at Tampa Stadium because they can drink beer there.
You know, that's a good question. I remember being a freshman at Tulane and seeing other freshmen in the stands drinking beer while the game was going on. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. But you can't do that everywhere.
Well, you can't do it on school campus.
But the only thing is, I mean, so New Orleans, you can't – there's no open container law. So you could be walking around the stadium drinking.
That's hot.
And then you go inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Before I get to a couple more of these questions, we talked a little UFC. Everybody here knows it's my love. I think you said you may have a UFC story of some kind.
Okay. So one of a clothing company that's affiliated with UFC is Dethrone Royalty. Mm-hmm. And so I played in a all-star game my senior year. It was Texas versus the Nation. So it was like a Senior Bowl deal, except for the guys that didn't get invited to the Senior Bowl. And so the MVP was supposed to get, they were going to take him to Vegas and take him to an MMA match or UFC match. So I won MVP. And like, it's announced on the speakers, it's announced on the broadcast. And I'm like, pumped. I've never been to Vegas before. I'm from California, from Los Angeles. You know, I've always wanted to go. All my friends have been. So they're like, yeah, we'll take you. You know, we got you. And I got both their numbers, and as soon as the game ended, they were just ghosts. Never responded.
Really?
Never. Broke my heart.
Jot that down so I can do some work. Yeah, let me see what I can. Yeah, I know some peeps. So
I still would love to go. You know, they say back in the – I mean, it's not great heavyweight boxing like there used to be, but they say that was the ultimate spectator sport to go to and watch, and just that you could feel them throwing the punches. So – I'm sure UFC is something to watch, too. I'd love to be there.
No, it definitely is. We need to get you there. We'll start smaller. We'll start MMA here in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
Just so happens to be one Saturday night.
Really?
You play on Monday.
So we don't leave till Sunday.
So you don't leave till Sunday.
I could go.
So you could go. You could sit cage side.
Really?
Yeah.
I would be all for that.
And maybe I'd even get you. You could take my job and judge some fights. I'll sit back and you can judge. No, I'm only kidding. I'll be judging, but... We'll get you out there.
Cool.
Come check out the fights, and then we'll work up to UFC. The biggest UFC ever is next month in New York. Tickets went on sale, sold out in seconds, and they were just on eBay for $50,000.
That's unreal. I can't – and the matches only last like 10 seconds.
Well, some are longer. I mean, the main event's going to go long.
Could you imagine paying $50,000 to watch 30 seconds?
No, I wouldn't pay $50,000 to watch anything. Anything. You know, people tell me all the time about Super Bowl. I know what Super Bowl tickets cost. I know what they get sold for. I know what hotels go for. I've covered 25. I've been fortunate enough. I wouldn't spend that.
Well, I did last year, so be careful.
Okay. Now, I'm going to change it to one thing. I was there in 02. I was spoiled because I was media. But if I could go back in time, I would pay whatever to be there in San Diego when the Bucks won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Because as a fan, it's absolutely insane, yeah. Right? Everybody?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't really a fan of either team, so.
So you just went.
It was cool. It was cool, but I just went because we
can.
Yeah.
Because
we can.
And the parties?
And it was in, it was in San Francisco. One of my best friends lives in Santa Clara, which is actually where the Super Bowl was held, and the parties are great, and so it was fun. It was a good time.
What was the best party you went to?
Wheels Up. It's like a private jet company. Met Shaq. Who else did we meet? What's his face? Chuck Liddell was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tattoo on the side of the head.
And Diners, Drives, and
Fieri.
Yeah, Guy Fieri was there. So my best friend was like a huge Guy fan. So he like went up to shake his hand. And I guess Guy had security there, and like security like pushed him away. My friend was shattered.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I was watching a show the other day, and he was making something, and he put something in his big fire-flamed pizza oven. And he goes, so when you do this, like, who else has a fire-flamed pizza oven in their kitchen?
You don't?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No.
You can come over and borrow mine.
All right. We'll do something.
Okay.
All right. Kristen wants to know, what do you like to do in your free time, all that free time that you have?
Tons of free time. So being from California, I love the beach. You know, I grew up 15 minutes from the beach, so when I came out here, it was great. I like clear water. I really like St. Pete. Go out there. Love to golf. Me and my roommate, Adam Humphreys, we go play golf with a couple other guys. Let's see what else. I don't know. I'm very competitive, so whatever involves a competition where I can win, I enjoy doing that.
You're a video game guy? Yeah.
A little bit here and there. Call of Duty.
How about TV-wise? What do you watch on TV?
TV, Game of
Thrones. You're a reality guy?
I've got my shows, so I got... No, I'm not a reality guy. Game of Thrones.
That was pretty quick. I'm not a reality guy.
Modern Family. Blackish. Let's see, what else did I watch? Used to be a big Entourage fan back when it was running. Still am. Still watch.
Never seen any of those four shows.
Really?
I really haven't.
You're missing out, man.
Yeah. One of these times, I will catch it up. Let's go hit another real quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up with some questions. You can finish up with some of your chicken wings. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. And yes, for the 15th consecutive year.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog.
Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, this is Mike Alsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I was going to let you continue to play in my son. Can't game more bad stuff. Oh, yeah, we'll get it down. But fine, I can talk to you, Red. We are back, by the way, coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. And my inside person who helped, you know, invite Ryan to come out here told me that you like to dance to almost everything. So was that more bum information than I got? Or was Kenny either setting me up or setting you up? I'm really not sure which way he was going.
Ryan's been eating the chicken wings. Yeah, the chicken wings are delicious, by the way. I think Kenny has been setting me up with some of these questions, and I don't appreciate that. I come from a family of dancers, not in like the sense of actual trained dancers. We just enjoy dancing and having a good time. So, you know, I don't know about anything, but yeah, we like to dance. We like to have a good time. So
Dancing with the Stars. So we can get you on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I'm not really into reality and all that stuff. It was up to me. You just would play football and no one would know who you are or any of that stuff.
Okay, but it's not up to you. So can we get you on Dancing with the Stars? There is a local Dancing with the Stars that just ended Friday, but they do it once a year. So is that something that
maybe we'll start off with the local one?
Yeah.
And go from there.
We'll start with the local. It's for charity. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd do that. Sure.
A couple people brought up the WWE. Are you a WWE guy at all? Do you watch it all?
As a kid, I used to watch. I have a brother who's 16. He's a huge fan. He went to Raw, WrestleMania in LA. So he is. As a kid, I used to watch a little bit. Booker T. Hulk, obviously.
Right.
I'm trying to think who else. I'm not really sure. I like the girls.
The Divas?
Divas.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Do you know anything at all about the WCW, which was obviously before your time, but have you ever seen any of that stuff?
I have not.
Okay. I will get you a box of WCW and WWF/E DVDs.
Are you sure they're not VHSs?
Oh, wow. See, I was told that by Kenny as well. So I was waiting for that one. I appreciate it. They're betas. So if you can get a beta machine.
I know Gruden does. I'll go see Gruden.
All right. Or maybe some on reel-to-reel. I'm sure I could get a reel-to-reel somewhere.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, a 33, a 45. You don't know what that is either. Between high school, college, and now the NFL, Bucko Pat wants to know, what one of your coaches was the most hard-nosed?
Good question. Most hard nosed. I think Dirk's pretty black and white. It's pretty, you either get the job done or you don't, you know, and he expects you to. So, I mean, it just depends how you define hard nosed. As far as like cussing at you, like chewing you out, I haven't really had that kind of coach. I've had some great coaches though. My senior year, my quarterback coach is ended up being our quarterback coach for the Saints when I was there for a year. Now he's the head coach at Ball State. He was great. Every time he'd get mad, he would just spit. So you like come off the sideline, you just see him just spitting left and right. And I was like,
so you don't want to get too close to him.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't even do anything wrong right there. That wasn't my fault. And just be spitting. That's, oh, he was great.
Great. All right, before we get to the next question, I forgot to give this to you last break for coming on the program. From GoPuck, it's a wearable power battery charger. You don't wear it. That's what it says on it. But that way your cell phone should never run out of juice because that'll keep you charged.
Nice.
Ron wants to know, what do you think is the best football movie? The top of my head, I can't even think of more than maybe two or three.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see if we can name them.
Not a big movie guy.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah, Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans. Friday Night Lights.
You know the truth about Remember the Titans? Not to interrupt.
What was the
truth? Do you want to know the truth about that movie?
Sure, give me the truth.
All right, the truth is they won the state title and then had the car accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it kind of, you know, but it makes the movie better, you know, how they changed it. But, yeah.
That sucks.
Sorry to blow everybody's bubble on Remember the Titans.
The Replacements, great. I actually have a Falco shirt. I just bought a Falco shirt. Let's see what other
both longest yards.
What's the one with Jamie Foxx?
Oh, the Any Given Sunday.
That's a good one.
You know about the brawl they had in that movie?
No.
It got very ugly between the two quarterbacks, Jamie Foxx, and who was the other one that was in it? LL Cool J.
No, Dennis Quaid.
No.
The quarterback?
Yeah, I thought he was the other quarterback.
It was Dennis Quaid.
Was LL Cool J in the movie? Does anybody know?
Yeah, LL Cool J was in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those two got into it.
Like an actual fight?
An actual fight with things that we were talking about off air that got pulled. And it got extremely ugly. And one said, you can't act. And the other one said, you can't sing. And it got really ugly.
Cutting them deep right there.
It was maybe more info than anybody needed. But
yeah.
All right. So cool. Of those movies, unless you can think of
it. I think I listed them in order. So
oh, okay.
Remember the Titans, Friday Night Lights. I forgot what I listed. Oh, The Replacements, Any Given Sunday.
Okay. What's your favorite Tampa experience so far? Anything stick out? We'll get back to it.
Okay.
We'll get back to it.
Okay.
Unless you have it.
I think I do.
Okay. What is it?
I went to Comic-Con. And I got to meet King Joffrey from Game of Thrones, which you don't watch it, but he's like the most hated character in all of TV. And he was a super nice guy. I really enjoyed meeting him.
There's another one coming next month.
Oh, yeah?
In Tampa.
That's cool. I probably won't. Okay, maybe I'll go.
All right. No, yeah.
I also met the guy that plays Rudy. So there's another football movie.
That decent movie, but have you met him?
Yeah, I met him.
The real Rudy?
The guy that plays him.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Me neither.
But no, Rudy was a great movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie. Who do you get mistaken for?
I don't know.
I think you know. You just don't want to tell us. And that's okay. and that's all right.
Yeah.
All right. Four people are going to come over for dinner.
Okay.
Living or passed away, real or fictitious, but they can't be family members.
Yeah.
So who would you know? It's just so people get to know who. We've heard some great names and some not so good ones, too.
Okay. Four people. Living or dead?
Yeah.
Let's go with Dirk. Keep the theme going. I love Dirk. Ken Griffey Jr. And then I would go with... Who would I go with?
We need the Jeopardy music?
No, I don't. There's a lot of good ones out there. I don't know. One of the presidents. I'm not sure which one. Obama. I'll go with Obama.
All right.
I'd love to talk to Obama. Who else would be fun to hang out with?
And we'll have Guy Fieri cooking.
Nice. Who else? I don't know. Jim Gaffigan. He's a comedian that I like. Keep it light.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good little dinner.
Yeah.
Before we talk a little Tulane and your business management that you took there, give me three bands. Same, you know, kind of question. They're going to perform in your backyard. They can
three bands.
They can be together. They can be broken up.
Okay.
Same kind of scenario.
I got two. Blink-182 and my gosh, I can't believe I'm blanking right now. It's a New Orleans band. I can see that group. Oh, my friends would kill me if they were listening right now. I don't know. I'm not a big band guy, but those two are my favorite.
I can't believe. Sorry to ask that question at the very end. Everything was going so good.
I know. I'm drawing a blank.
All right.
Blink 182.
All right. So Blink 182 is going to open for Blink 182. So they'll play an extra long
play
set.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it can be Blink 182 and then Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then Blink 182 can come back.
Yeah, sure.
Is that all right?
Actually, I'd really love to finish with – I love the headliner to be the New Orleans band because they're really fun. I'm really kicking myself right now. I can't remember their name.
You studied business management at Tulane, I believe.
I did.
What is that? What does that do? And just get you ready for business?
I guess so. Yeah, I don't really know. I double majored with finance. So that was.
So you do know.
Yeah. Well, finance is a little easier, you know, stocks, stuff like that.
Had a player, we do a lot of alumni players, and I don't remember which player it was, and we were talking, and he doesn't work anymore, and we talked about it, and he said that somebody very smart told him while he was playing to live like you're not in the NFL so that when you retire, you can live like you are in the NFL. It's one of the greatest things that you know that
you,
I heard.
Are you giving me that advice?
No, I'm just saying, but I'm sure you already have that.
I don't spend money. The only thing I spend money on is traveling. So every off season I take a trip because I would have loved to have studied abroad in college, but I wasn't able to because of football. So I've been to Scotland, England, Switzerland, Italy, Germany, Austria, Peru, and Brazil.
Where in Brazil?
Rio. Yeah.
How'd you like it?
Loved it.
I went a couple years ago for the UFC.
Oh, yeah?
It was incredible.
Nice.
And then I had some friends that live there, so we did stuff that tourists don't do, mountains. And
the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, Cairo Santos, played at Tulane with me. He's from Brazil. So I met him in Rio. And if he wasn't there with me, I don't know what I would have done because Portuguese is so hard to speak, nothing like Spanish. And, I mean, we got to do, like you said, tons of stuff that usually people wouldn't get to do that are tourists.
I told my buddies, if you're not at the airport to pick me up, I'm not leaving the airport. And I would have sat at the airport for 10 days. I would have. I swear.
You would have figured it out.
Not because I wasn't worried about the language. I was worried about some other things.
I know.
Ended up happening to us. We had guns pulled on us by the police in Rio.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have been doing illegal things.
All right. We were not doing anything illegal.
Okay.
We were all on the up and up, and they pulled us over and shook us down.
It happens.
But it's still my favorite place I've ever been. Finally,
really?
Where would you like to go next?
Cuba.
Okay.
Yeah.
See a 1945 car and try to figure out how to get it back?
Yeah.
Some of those cars there are incredible.
Yeah. Just a place that no one's really been past couple years.
Let's thank Ryan for coming out and hanging out with us tonight. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Next Monday, Todd Yoder, the Fashion Police, will be here. We'll have some great questions for him. Thanks, everybody.